This is a copy of the audio portion of a Bell Telephone Hour TV special on Veterans Day done in 1965 when I was a midshipman at the Naval Academy. Our glee club, of which I was a member, sang a few songs during this nationwide special. We were arranged in the shape of a star, and guess who was at the point of one of the rays closest to the camera? I was so nervous. I was really thankful. My left leg, shaking badly, was hidden inside loose trousers. In those days of TV, the shows were live. If you screwed up, there was no such thing as rewind and try it again. We did a lot of shows like this, and they were all a lot of fun. This copy is made on home equipment from the 27-year-old reel-to-reel original, so the quality is not that great. I'm Jack McAdoll, class of 1967.
To the veteran, to his dignity and courage, we offer a salute.
The Bell Telephone Hour. With Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra.
Make way for a bright tomorrow.
Starring Alan Case.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day.
Anita Gillette.
Look in the sky, promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day.
Anthony Bloom and Jelena.
A new day is dawning.
Howard Keel.
Gabriel will walk, somebody more will hear his horn.
Barbara Cook.
It's not far away.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Ralph Bellamy.
For many, Veterans Day is a certain nostalgia. It's been said that nostalgia is time lost for calling every cloud with a silver lining. But many memories will recall this scene. The time is the day you thought would never happen. The day you respond to greetings from the president. Place is a point of departure to that strange land called war. The action is the last goodbye to those you love and places familiar. When every man in uniform is kind of a Clark Gable to every gal in town. As you leave for one of the many destinations where you'll be reminded that this is the Army.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore.
This is the Army, Mr. Green.
We like our very nice and clean.
You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore.
Do what the bugler commands. They're in the Army and not in the band.
Is the Army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town.
She's got you worried, but this is war.
And she won't worry you anymore.
Cause this is the Army. This is the Army.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone
canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there Dunkin' Donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine. And every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start. And my heart's at the stage door canteen.
A soldier boy without a heart
has two strikes on him from the start. And my heart's at the stage door canteen. With a girl named Eileen.
Goodbye, Mama. I'm off to Yokohama.
The parting was filled with what the poet called sweet sorrow. On the home front, the years of separation were faced by women whose sense of duty made the pain of waiting a little easier. A woman's hands were never so beautiful as when they busied themselves at man's work. In the factories, shipyards, assembly lines, the defense plants of a nation at war. And after she'd served her stint in the swing shift, a woman's greatest reward was a good day's sleep.
But tell me, Mr. Jones.
No private rooms or telephones.
You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore.
Well, this is the Army.
Of our heavy bombers struck deep into the heartland of enemy territory.
Cold facts that reduce the human crew of a bomber to a weapon. But veterans of the Army Corps recalled another image. Said a navigator, it's like going down a road you would never dream of going if you're in your right mind. Said a pilot, your face is shut up tight in an oxygen mask. Then you feel a hot cup of sweat around your chin. Lift the mask to let it out, and your face freezes to a lump of ice. Said a gunner, it was like shooting ducks up there, except the ducks shot back. And yet, they performed their missions with unspoken fortitude, a silent hope of return, and faith in themselves and the larger purposes. Elements of courage, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. And we really hit our target for tonight. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
End of mission. Time to ride home. To a girl left with a promise. To a child left confused. To a mother left with memories. To a wife left waiting. Remember V-mail? Personal weariness shuts off my views of events around me. I'm no longer seeing the things that you at home want to know about me. I'm just too tired in the head. Ernie Pyle wrote that for every man in the Air Corps. When there was no time for letters, memories and wishful visions of the future had to satisfy.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park, across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me.
There are 2 days in our lives we'll never forget. VE Day and VJ Day. Victory in Europe, victory in Japan. Days when a man wasn't too proud to call another a patriot. Days so vivid, so astonishing, and frightening in a way to realize that they were 20 years ago seemed like yesterday. You and I are living veterans of that war. But Veterans Day is a day to remember all our veterans. Civilians all, farmers, tradesmen, mechanics, students, from the Revolutionary War to the Korean War, and now to the men in Vietnam, all suffered exhaustion beyond endurance. All suffered fear beyond fear. All dreamed of hope. And so we take pride in the persons of all our services, honored this day by the United States Naval Academy Glee Club.
They have builded him an altar in the evening news and dance. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and glaring lamps. His day is marching on.
Have you forgotten yet? Look up and swear by the green of the spring that you'll never forget.